Matthew chapter 26. And it came to pass, when Yeshua had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be nailed to the torture stake. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people, assembled in the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Yeshua by subtlety and kill him. But they said, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Yeshua was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment came to him, and poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much, and given to the poor. When Yeshua understood it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has worked a good work upon me. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, this, which this woman has done, shall also be told there for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests, and said, What will you give me, and I will deliver him to you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Yeshua, saying to him, Where do you wish that we prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say to him, The master says, My time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Yeshua had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening had come, he sat down with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, Truly I say to you, that one of you will betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and each of them began to say to him, Master, is it I? And he answered and said, He who dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same will betray me. The Son of Man goes, as it is written concerning him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man, if he had not been born. Then Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said to him, You have said. And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. But I say to you, I will not drink from now on of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Yeshua says to them, All you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, Though all men shall be offended because of you, yet I will never be offended. Yeshua said to him, Truly I say to you, that this night, before the cock shall crow, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, Though I should die with you, yet I will not deny you. All the disciples also said likewise. Then Yeshua comes with them to a place called Gethsemane, and says to the disciples, Sit here, while I go yonder and pray. And he took with him Peter, and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he says to them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death, stay here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he comes to the disciples, and finds them asleep, and says to Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, so that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the 2nd time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, went away again, and prayed the 3rd time, saying the same words. Then he comes to his disciples, and says to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going, behold, he is at hand who betrays me. And while he was yet speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staffs, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomever I shall kiss, he is the one, hold him fast." And immediately he came to Yeshua and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. And Yeshua said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Yeshua and took him. And behold, one of those who were with Yeshua stretched out his hand, drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and smote off his ear. Then Yeshua said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all those who take the sword shall perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must be so?" In that same hour Yeshua said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a thief with swords and staffs to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold upon me. But all this was done, so that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And those who had laid hold upon Yeshua led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's palace, went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false testimony against Yeshua to put him to death, but found none, and, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At the last two false witnesses came and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of Elohim and to build it in 3 days.'" And the high priest arose and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it which these testify against you?" But Yeshua held his peace. And the high priest answered and said to him, "I adjure you by the living Elohim that you tell us whether you are the anointed, the son of Elohim." Yeshua says to him, "You have said. Nevertheless I say to you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is guilty of death." Then they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, you the Messiah, who is he who smote you?" Now Peter sat outside in the palace, and a maiden came to him, saying, "You are also with Yeshua of Galilee." But he denied before them all, saying, "I do not know what you say." And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said to those who were there, "This man was also with Yeshua of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while those who stood by came to him, and said to Peter, "Surely you are also one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And immediately the cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Yeshua, who said to him, "Before the cock shall crow, you will deny me 3 times." And he went out, and wept bitterly.